Strong reaction. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Operations are underway in the recovery of debris from a suspected Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down off the Carolina coast Saturday. Republicans criticizing the Biden administration for not shooting down the balloon sooner. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio telling ABC's This Week that the U.S.'s response appears weak.
The message they're trying to send the world is, look, these guys can't even do anything about a balloon flying over U.S. airspace. How can you possibly count on them if something were to happen in the Indo-Pacific region? How can you count on them if they're not going to do anything about a balloon over U.S. airspace? How are they going to come to the aid of Taiwan or stand with the Philippines or Japan or India when the Chinese move on their territory?
President Biden telling reporters on Saturday that he had ordered the Pentagon to shoot down the balloon on Wednesday, but the Pentagon waited until it was safe to do so. China saying the balloon was a weather research aircraft that had been blown off course. As the Russian invasion of Ukraine approaches the one-year mark, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky tells Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv, via a translator, why defending against Russia is vital.
If we will fall, this will be the start of the Third World War, or the recognition of the fact that NATO member nations are standing by themselves on their own.
Fox News has learned that Ukraine will soon replace its defense minister with the current head of its military spy agency. A 7.9 magnitude earthquake knocking down several buildings in southeast Turkey and Syria. Turkey reporting 10 deaths so far. Dozens are trapped under rubble. Singer Beyoncé breaking 26-year-old record for most Grammy wins. She has won 32, with four tonight. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The person selected to give the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union address this week is coming from a very familiar face. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Sanders may best be known for sparring with White House reporters when she served as the White House spokeswoman under President Trump. But she went on this past fall to easily win the Arkansas governor's election, a position her father, Mike Huckabee, has held as well. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy praised her as their pick this year.
The first woman governor in Arkansas and the very first father-daughter ever to be governor of a state is going to give our State of the Union response.
Huckabee Sanders says she will focus on conservatives' optimism and said we're ready to begin a new chapter in the story of America to be written by a new generation of leaders ready to defend freedom against what she called the radical left.
The price of gas has increased over the past couple of weeks. Here's oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices moved up another 12 cents in the past 2 weeks. The new price for regular grade is $3.58 per gallon. And over 7 weeks is a total of 31 cents.
Lundberg says the highest local average price is in the Honolulu area at $4.87 a gallon, while the Houston area is paying the least at $3. A legendary skateboarder paying tribute to Tyree Nichols, the black motorist who was fatally beaten by police in Memphis.
Tony Hawk says he wants to keep Nichols' legacy alive by helping fund a public skate park in his name. Nichols was a 29-year-old father who loved to skateboard. Hawk says he's going to be donating half the proceeds from online sales of photos of himself and BMX rider Rick Thorne. The money's going to go to the Tyree Nichols Memorial Fund. The fund was set up by Nichols' mother to help build a memorial skate park and support his family. It's raised over $1 million so far.
That's Fox's Shayna Stulen. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.